Let's go to the hotline and talk with Ashley. Ashley Kaplan, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ashley Kaplan. She's the Executive Director of Leadership Alabama, and we're thrilled to have you on with us. And I was with some folks last night that were talking you up. Their daughter was in a youth leadership thing that they said you were involved in and supported, so that's great. And but just tell us all about what Leadership Alabama does.
Yeah, so that was probably, we do have a young professional class, but Leadership Alabama, we are in our 33rd class.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we are a statewide nonprofit, and we have two programs a year, classes of young professionals and then a class of executive leaders. And they go through a year-long program. We visit all areas of the state. And so our main goal is to expose our members of things that are happening around the state, but also establish networks and connections among the classes. And then they take things that they see around the state back to their communities, back to their areas, their professions, and sort of influence change.
Yeah, so, sort of a lab through which synergy is built, right? I mean, you've got all these leaders, and they're sharpening each other. You know, as they say, iron sharpens iron, and you're sort of creating that environment where that can occur on an executive level, right?
Well, and I was going to say, too, just from the networking standpoint, I mean, it is everybody from across the state kind of gets to meet each other, and then they use those relationships to keep, you know, doing great stuff wherever
for sure.
they are.
Yeah.
Correct. So usually the folks that participate are change agents in either their profession or their community. And so it is. Oftentimes people will say, I didn't even know this was happening in Alabama, or I didn't know these people were doing these things in Alabama. And so it is. It's just, like we say, in our mission is exposing members around just to things that can better the state.
Yeah, and then you said, did you say there's a young professionals component to it?
Right. So we back in the late 90s, Scotty McCallum was on our board.
Yeah.
Said we need to really capture the folks that are, you know, 25 to 40, the emerging leaders. And so we started the Alabama Leadership Initiative. And then in 2017, our board said, you know what, this was a great program. It was just a one-time, two-day program. We need to have these leaders really involved that want to make a difference, that want to sort of become change agents. We need to capture them more. So in 2017, we expanded that program. And so it's a three-time, two-day session. They meet three times a year, and age 25 to 40, and so with young professionals. And so I assume that's who you might have been with last night. And it's a wonderful program. So it is in the sixth class right now.
Well, you mentioned Scotty McCallum. I mean, what a great example of,
sure.
talking about a change agent. He was the, you know, president at UAB. He was the mayor of Vestavia, did a lot. Chip McCallum's dad, so
yeah.
Great family. But, you know, I just think it's a wonderful idea to get these folks together and, you know, that are already invested and have a track record of things that they have done and accomplished. And then, kind of get them together, see, you know, get ideas from each other and go back. Because, you know, every little pocket of the state, it's important that we have good projects going on. We were talking about outside of Alabama, the Bend up in Chattanooga, but
sure.
you know, some of these giant real estate projects that are going on now with Caraway Hospital and the thing by
sure.
St.
Right.
Vincent's.
Yeah.
You know, these don't just happen. I think it takes
sure.
people's ideas and collaborations to make them happen, and this is just a fantastic foundation for it.
Yes. So we, in fact, when you mentioned the Caraway, so we. In talking about Scotty McCallum, we have a board of directors, 40 board members that support our organization. And so when we meet, you talk about these ideas and what is happening. And Leadership Alabama has always had the position that our organization and our programs are not going to, we don't advocate for any certain issue. We do not take sides. We stay very in the middle.
Sure.
But it's things that are better for each community. We want to promote, we want to share, and we want folks to be able to replicate things around the state. Our ALR class met in Dothan back in February, and I don't know if you all have been to Dothan lately, but they are undergoing a huge downtown revitalization.
Yes.
And things that they're doing in Dothan, the ALR class was looking at, like, oh my gosh, I can easily take that back to my city. I could easily take that back to my organization.
Sure.
And so it really is trying to find things that you can replicate in each area. I think like Jones Valley Teaching Farm is a perfect example of that. People have no idea the work that they're doing downtown and in the schools, and able to take that back to certain areas too.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air with Ashley Kaplan, the director of Alabama Leadership, Inc., and it really is exciting. I mean, I love that idea that, you know, it's not just the big three, right? It's not just Birmingham and Huntsville and Mobile that are out there leading the charge and keeping it self-contained, but that this group goes down to Dothan, which is another, to your point, really exciting area of growth and development, and that provides some incentive and some spark for the rest of the state and leaders in those areas.
That's right. We we actually hit Leadership Alabama. The class does visit the four big cities. So we start in Montgomery about the history of the state. We go to Mobile, see a lot of workforce with Port and Airbus and Austell there. We go up to Huntsville and we visit Redstone Arsenal, Hudson Alpha. And then we end in Birmingham, where we see the work of UAB, Southern Research, and all that. So I think it's really exposing people around. But then we do try to visit the rural areas, and we are able to do that with the ALI class.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure our friend Paul DeMarco has been through the program.
Yes.
And, super good guy there. But, you know, it is a very interesting mix of people. Now, y'all just kind of announced a class not too long ago. Isn't that correct?
No, so we actually are in the process right now. So both classes work a little differently with how we select the classes. So Leadership Alabama works on a nomination process. So the nominations open mid-January. They close the end of February. And then we have 10 regions around the state. And we have regional councils that sort of serve as the liaison between the community and then our organization. And we just came off the road this week meeting with regional councils. So we go to each region, meet with the regional councils. They review the nominations that come through their area and sort of prioritize. We have each class, there's not a magic number of how many people are in a class. It kind of works differently each year. But we've received about 185 nominations for the upcoming class. And so the process is very selective, but it works each year to create classes of diverse members, not just diversity with, you know, race and gender, but age, profession, city.
Yeah,
and so the region sort of prioritized folks. And then we come back and we really shape the whole class. And then in May, our board of directors will approve the final roster. We'll send out invitations, and then we announce it in July for the upcoming year that we start in October.
Okay.
That's a long
and then
process.
The ALI class, the young professional class, the nominations open in May, and we notify those who've been nominated, and the young professionals actually apply. So there's a four-page application, talks a lot about professional achievement and civic and community achievement. We have a group of ALI members that select those, and that number is about 55 per class. We let them know in September, and then that program starts in November.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And you have been, you're not brand new to it, but you're fairly newer in the role of executive director, but you've been with the organization for a while, correct?
Right. So I started at Leadership Alabama in 2007, so about 16 and a half years ago. And then I've had the fortunate chance to work with two executive directors. And then in July this past year, so almost a year, we shifted around. And so I became the director in July 1 of 23. And I started Leadership Alabama when we were in class 18. And so we are now in class 33. So it's been wonderful. I tell people all the time that I have the best job ever because I get to meet and work with so many wonderful people around the state.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, by its very definition, right? I mean, over a decade literally being intimate with some of the greatest leaders in the state.
Yeah, and I mean, you're really doing a great job. We're about to have to run. Tell everybody, like, the website and how they can find out more about the program.
Right. So our website is leadershipal.org. And when you go to our homepage under programs, you'll see both Leadership Alabama and the Alabama Leadership Initiative. Like I said, Leadership Alabama nominations are closed for this year, but they'll open next January. But the ALI nominations will open in mid-May. And so watch for that on our website. We have a pretty active LinkedIn page that you can also check out news. But anytime you can find my information, our team. So we have Lydia Barnett is on our team. She does membership engagement in ALI. And then Kate Cotton does our operations and development. So all of our contact information is online.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Again, thanks so much for getting up early and being on with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody keep Leadership Alabama in mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. You too.
Yeah, that's Ashley Kaplan, who's been with them for 16 years, but now the executive director of
Leadership Alabama. Really well thought of, by the way.
Yeah, oh, for sure.